everyone. So today we are answering the question, what is a sleep nanny? What is a sleep nanny? What does a sleep nanny do? And I have got the lovely Eileen on with us today, and she's going to answer some questions so that you can really get a feel for what a sleep nanny is and what the life of a sleep nanny looks like and what it's like basically to be a sleep nanny consultant and help those sleep deprived families. So hi Eileen, how are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great, good. Yes, great, thank you. So we're going to ask you some questions, Eileen, and tell us all about being a sleep nanny. So the first question I've got for you is, what kinds of side effects do you see families suffering with when they're sleep deprived?
Okay, so it really depends on the family that have come to us for support, and you know, we see a range of different problems that they're identifying within the family unit. So things like struggling to function as parents and trying to get through the day, because although the children aren't sleeping, the parents are also not getting any sleep, so it makes it difficult for them, especially if they're trying to balance a work situation as well. If there's work involved, if parents are working, so that can be quite tricky. Also, some families come to me and say, I'm going to divorce my husband if we can't get slept. You know, serious marital problems, because there's arguments and fallouts, because everybody is just so exhausted and it's just really difficult to work together as a team without that sleep. So yes, sometimes there's some serious issues around that. Sometimes, as I said, affecting the parents' ability to do a good job. So if they have a job and they have a career and they're trying to balance everything, so not being able to do a great job at work because they're so exhausted, and it affects your ability to function. Many parents can also tell me about how they see their children struggling through the day to cope with everyday activities. So, you know, in the afternoon, if you wanted to take the children to the park or just do something fun as a family, it becomes difficult to expect them to last, you know, and to enjoy activities together as a family when they haven't had the sleep that they need, and it starts to affect them. So it can start to affect daily family life. And what the plans are for the day. A family recently that I've been working with actually have highlighted concerns about eating habits as well, because their children were so sleep deprived that they didn't even have the patience to eat, and so they'd gone off their food, they were worried about their weight, so sometimes there can be an impact on eating habits as well, because they're just so tired. And just generally, sometimes families just struggle overall with being able to function, and there just ends up being a really horrible atmosphere because everybody's so tired and so run down, and the disruption that comes with sleep deprivation during the day and through the night, it just becomes really, really difficult. So yeah, I think those are probably the things that stand out the most with families that I've worked with so far.
And it's so true, these side effects that deeply impact the whole family. It's not just the child that suffers because they're tired, and obviously a child's development and all kinds of other things depend on great sleep, but there's side effects that affect the whole family. And I think sometimes people don't even realize that it's because of sleep, you know, and they'll start to think there's other things wrong with them when actually just exhausted. So tell us then, Eileen, why did you want to become a sleep nanny consultant?
Okay, so I struggled with my own children. I've got twin boys. They're going to be two tomorrow, actually, Valentine's Day babies. Oh. We had an awful time trying to feel our way and work out what they needed at what times. And when they were 18 months, we reached out to the sleep nanny company for help. I was trying to balance work and being at home with the boys, and they weren't sleeping, and it just was impossible to manage as a family situation. So we reached out for help, and I became completely overwhelmed by the success that we had in training our own children. And actually, it's not rocket science that, you know, the things that we had support with and the things that we were advised to do are not difficult. So I kind of distanced myself when we came through the process and the boys were sleeping brilliant and we'd managed to achieve long-term results. And I thought, this is amazing, and I can't believe that I didn't know about this service before the point at which I did. And I actually went 18 months trying to work things out myself. So I felt quite passionate about it and wanted to help other families to get solutions with their sleep challenges, because it's a huge problem and there isn't enough support out there for families to get the solutions that they need to be able to function and to be able to enjoy being a family. So I felt really passionate about it and trying to help other families out.
Amazing. In fact, my own story is very similar. And I think when you have that passion, and you just genuinely do want to, you've suffered and you want others to not have to suffer because you know it's not necessary. And you know there is a way. So I completely, that really resonates with my story too. That's amazing. So what does an average day look like for a sleep nanny? Give us a sneak peek.
So it kind of, for me, it varies from day to day, because some days I'm working as a sleep consultant, and then other days I've got my children, so I'm kind of doing a bit of both. But for me, a typical day would usually be organise my own children at the beginning of the day, hopefully that they've slept and had a good night, practising what I preach. Then I would usually check in with my clients for an update on what kind of a night they've had with their children, and work with them to try and decide when the first nap of the day should be, where that's relevant, just to make sure that they're on track and that they feel confident and prepared for what is coming next in the day for their children in terms of sleep. And then I would usually take some time to catch up on emails, my social media, blog, paperwork, and to catch up on any phone calls. And then I would again touch base with my clients in the afternoon to see how naps have gone, to work with them to make a plan based on what their day was going to look like and what bedtime was going to look like. So that everybody was confident and everybody was on the same page as to what the expectation is, to make sure that everybody's on plan and doing the right things at the right times. And then I would organise my own children for their bed. And in the evenings, I usually keep some time aside to do video consultations with families that are beginning their programme, or for support calls for families that I'm working with if they want to check in and have a 15-minute support call. Then I keep time aside for that. Or if there's any free phone consultations, if anybody's interested in finding out more, then I leave some time aside for that as well. So that's usually how my days run. Sometimes a little bit different on the days that I have the boys. My time isn't really my own, but I still kind of try and work to that schedule where I can.
Amazing, and great that you have that flexibility and you can say, right, today the boys need me. But you can work that time around, and I think evenings are great. They're an asset to us. We have to grab them, don't we, when we're mummying sometimes in the daytime. Yeah. And that's amazing. Great. Okay, that gives us a really good picture. And so how does it feel then when you see a family go through a huge transformation?
Okay, so it's completely rewarding. It's difficult to actually put into words how great it is. And because I can relate to how it feels as well, and I've gone through the entire process myself, so it's completely relatable for me to empathise with what the families are going through. So I feel really proud that I've got the skills to be able to help other families and support them through the process to a solution. And also I feel that it's quite an amazing thing because it's an online-based service. I don't often get to meet the families that I'm working with. So it's really a relationship based completely on trust. So they're trusting me to tell them the right things to do, and I'm trusting them to put everything in motion and to follow my advice on a daily basis and to make sure that things are happening consistently. So for me, it's amazing to have a family accept my help and to trust my ability in being able to help them. So I think that's really important. The mutual trust is quite a big deal.
Definitely, definitely. And I know when you see a family come back from those things you talked about before, like feeling depressed or low, or repairing a marriage that was really rocky, and actually they found a much better place to be again. And it's definitely lovely when you see that. And of course, when the children are sleeping, without question, that's just so lovely. When you've been there yourself, like you said, you've been through it. So there's such an empathy there that, you completely understand that even though what you're telling them might sound simple, you know that actually it's not easy putting it into practice. And but you're there and you've walked that path already. And that must be really reassuring as well. Amazing. And so let's talk about you. How has being a sleep nanny changed your life?
Okay, so up until recently, I was working 3 days a week as a secondary school music teacher. So I took leave of my job to have the boys and then took a year maternity leave. So I returned to work in January last year. And I completely struggled for the whole year trying to find a balance between giving the boys what they needed and being present at work and being able to commit to my responsibilities as a teacher and the pressures of having a job and raising children. It's not easy. I found it really difficult. So the option to work from home and to work around my boys' needs has been completely liberating. I handed in my resignation just in November so that I could be at home and so that I could work from home. So this is a completely new challenge for me, a far cry from what I would be doing in the classroom. But it's amazing, and it's a perfect time for a fresh challenge. I feel like I've been qualified as a teacher for 8 years now. So it's amazing to have something else to use my brain for. And it's not just a case of I've left my job at school to be at home and to be, hoovering and dusting. I've got something for myself that I'm passionate about, that I'm really interested in, and that is a really rewarding job. I think part of me during that process, I was quite determined when I first went back to work and thought, I've worked really hard for this. I've gone to university. I've studied for 4 years to become a teacher. I've got a profession. I've got a career. I just have to get on with it and make it work. And as the months went on, and in spite of the boys sleeping, I was still exhausted because it's a lot. You're trying to juggle a lot, and it's a lot of pressure. So being able to reach a point kind of in the later part of last year and realizing, do you know what, actually, there are opportunities to do other things that will suit my life and my family much better than sitting in a classroom 3 days a week. So it's completely, completely changed my life since the beginning of the year. I've been less stressed. My husband tells me that I'm much easier to be around. I think it's quite easy to just get consumed in feeling like you have to do something. So just being able to have that time to kind of take a step back and think, well, do you know what? I actually want to try something new, and I think that this would be an amazing opportunity. So I feel completely liberated, and it has actually changed my life. So it's been great.
Amazing. That's such an amazing story. I love that. And I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said having something for you, because yes, you had a career that you at one point loved, but we go through seasons in life, and you're in a new season now, and you obviously weren't getting the fulfillment from it that you used to. You want to be there and be an amazing mum, but you want something else as well that's yours, that, like you say, keeps your brain busy, that it's, you can be an amazing mum, and you are, you're there for your children, but you do have that other thing as well that makes you you. Yeah. And I mean, I can tell you for sure, you bring your own unique gifts and skills and personality to your role, and everybody has that, everybody has something special that they uniquely bring. So, oh, I love that. That's such a great story. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share with us about being a sleep nanny consultant before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much covered everything that I wanted to get in there. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's been lovely being able to chat with you and answer some questions.
Yes, and you. And thank you so, so much for joining us and for giving this, you know, completely candid, real life insight, really, into what it's like being a sleep nanny, what a sleep nanny even does. And it's absolutely brilliant. Thanks so, so much, Eileen.
Thanks so much for watching. If you've liked anything about this episode, then please leave a comment below and hit subscribe for more episodes like this. Also, if you press the little bell button, you'll have alerts come through when we release new episodes. If any of your friends would benefit from seeing this video, then please do share it with them using hashtag TheSleepNanny. And we look forward to seeing you again real soon.